Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast.
I'm laughing because Lauren just counted us down in a really funny way.
Lauren counted the sound as the licks to the end of the center of the lollipop.
How many licks till you can... does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Wow, how did you know that? Ashley, you guys know each other so well.
Well, that, but also, it's. I feel like it's very much a pop culture moment.
No, if someone said 1, 2, 3, you're not going to think the owl from...
A 2, a 3? No.
Like, not immediately. No, I don't think most people would be like, yes.
Center of the Tootsie Pop.
I told you guys that was my science experiment, right?
Yeah, it was such a good idea.
So good. I'm such a fat ass.
No, it's such a good idea. How many licks did it take to get to the center?
I wish my dad didn't throw it out, but it was so many, like over 3,000. And I told you how I did it, right? I would take the lollipop and I would go, hi. I would brush it 5 times on my tongue and then I would tally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on it.
And then would you turn it or just keep it?
Days.
I feel like.
Would you turn it?
Yeah, I would always turn it.
Your mouth must have been so sore. Your tongue must have been so sore.
It was. It's very sore.
Because it wasn't like you were sucking on it. You were licking it 3,000 times.
Yeah, so you're just holding your tongue out. It's kind of insane how the tongue's a muscle, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you think about the tongue, I mean, that's an I don't get it right there.
That's a gross thing.
What
I'm terrified of swallowing my tongue.
What? Oh, you are? Is that a phobia?
Terrified of swallowing. Whenever I get lip filler and they numb it, my tongue goes numb. My tongue goes numb. And I'm like, I'm going to swallow my tongue and die waiting for lip filler.
Well, at least you would die doing what you love.
No, I'd be so dumb. I want to die for a good reason.
Oh my God. The tongue is very so bizarre. Funny.
Yeah. I wish I had a nicer one. Lauren has a good one.
How do you know if someone has a nice tongue or not?
Mine's it's always hidden, circular, and wide. And Lauren is has a rock star tongue. You can stick it out and makes a point.
Let me see. Let me see your tongues. Oh, whoa. Let me see yours, Ashley.
Come on, Ashley. Stick it out.
Whoa. Ashley, I would say yours is more the quintessential, perfectly round tongue. Is it supposed to be pointed?
I really feel like I need to brush my teeth before doing this.
Point the end. Point the end.
Warren.
Point it. Point it. Stick
that's
it out.
That's as far as it goes and as pointy as it gets, okay?
You have a good tongue, Ash. Do I have a weird tongue?
Thank you. No, you have a very nice tongue
as
well.
You have a very normal tongue.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Oh, love being average.
No, I think it's beautiful. Anyway, this is a weird convo. But also fantastic, but also too visual for a podcast. So, how are you guys doing? And, Naz, I hear you have a whole bunch of I don't get it. How was your Thanksgiving? And, you have any I don't get it that you garner from it?
It was good. I don't know if a lot of them were garnered from Thanksgiving specifically. Thanks for asking. I hope everybody's Thanksgiving was great. But there is one that I experience every morning that I never realized. So, you know the little plastic fastener, I don't know what the correct label of it is, that keeps, it's called the bread tie for your loaf of bread or rice cakes.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that thing and why isn't it built better? Mine breaks every time. I'm like, I don't get this thing. It does not keep your loaf of bread closed. Like this little white plastic thing.
I understand they break easily. However, I think they do a great job for what they do.
I throw them out immediately.
Why?
I feel like people throw them out and they just circle the top and fold it under.
That's exactly what I do.
It is the most inefficient. It's the most inefficient thing I've ever seen.
Well, even if you do use the fastener, you always put the top underneath as well. for extra.
Bread should be in a Ziploc baggie. Bread should be in a Ziploc thing, you know, like a lunch meat sort of situation.
Huh. I wonder why they don't do that.
1,000%, Lauren. That's what I don't get. I don't get it. Why are we using this like 1940s little plastic thing? Like to hope, it's like a risk every time I close my loaf of bread. I'm like, I hope it doesn't mold because it's little plastic.
I'm gonna start a bread
thing.
Line.
Lauren has gotten a great idea there. Mm. Bags for bread. Bread bags.
They want us to still think we're getting it from like a baker, you know, and have that experience.
Like in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. Ashley, do you have one? I don't get it.
Not particularly, to be honest. I do have one written down, but I think that we've like talked about it before a little bit. Maybe. It's bodies evolving.
Ah.
Wait, what?
Did we talk about this on the podcast? About like how apparently baby labor used to not hurt as bad, like back,
you mean like that.
Generate, like what I mean, like, I mean like blah, long, long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Because your body, I don't know if Naz, did I tell you this?
No, I don't think we've talked about this.
Okay, so apparently like the female body when, you know, labor started being
labor. So from since the dawn like, of time. Later,
I was okay, thank say, you, Lauren, the for the expression. Since the dawn of time, they used to like kind of like slip out a little bit more, like the way that it is for other animals, like dogs. You never, we never see a dog screaming when she's in labor. She's fine. So apparently, as we became more and more upright, our hips narrowed. You know, and they created a form in which makes labor really painful, but that's not how we initially, like a human was initially, because their hips were so wide that the baby like slipped out with pressure, but not like such excruciating pain.
It was like a suction thing. What? And you found this out over through,
how'd you find this out?
It
you,
was on Netflix, the
Sex Explained.
Oh, it's so interesting. Yeah. It's not just like sex, like as we know it. It's like everything about like reproduction.
So you're saying if I was more hunched over, a baby would just come out? Like, so you're saying if you gave birth on a squatty potty...
precisely.
It would just come out. So back to the squatty potty, Ashley, you need one because maybe this is how we were always meant to poop and give birth in the first place.
Yes.
Well, I think if it was, the answer was as easy as squatty potties.
But maybe it is.
People give birth on their knees, you know?
Well, they do.
Well, so Jade, like, you know, Jade delivered Emmy like on her, yeah,
like
on
doggy
her knees.
Style.
Yeah, doggy style. So apparently that if you're going natural, that's like the most comfortable way of doing it. However, if you're getting an epidural, you can't do it on your knees.
Guys, it is time to talk about, you know, my favorite activity, bruching. Bruching is what you do when you own a Bruch, aka the world's greatest electric toothbrush out there. Not only is it just stunning, like if you are just, you know, if you're a fashionable person, if you care about style, you should care about what your toothbrush looks like. You want to know why? Because it sits in your bathroom and this is the most beautiful toothbrush I've ever had. The charging station is so cute. It's like a square. It's super portable. I got the big pink one, matches perfectly in my bathroom. The packaging of this product is just amazing. Like the travel case it comes in, so sleek, so stylish, so easy to transport. It comes with multiple brush heads. I cannot get enough of my Bruch.
Okay, so I've never really been a fan of brushing my teeth. You know, it's always felt like a chore. But with Bruching, it's actually fun, and it's 100 times as effective than a manual toothbrush. A manual toothbrush, you're going to get 300 movements per minute. With a Bruch, you get 31,000 movements a minute, and there are multiple cleaning modes, 6 of them. There's a daily, a white, a gentle, gum, max, and tongue. And I switch between them all. You know, I'll do daily at least once a day. Then maybe at night I'll do white or I'll do tongue. Depends on, you know, like what I eat, how I feel like my mouth is doing.
Ooh, you do the tongue one?
Yeah, you don't?
No, just the way you said it sound very
tongue. I do. I do the tongue. Kind of a weird word. I don't really like it.
Oh, I love tongue.
But I do love my brush, and my teeth feel like I left the dentist every time I brush.
Brush delivers premier sonic wave technology without the markups, so you can get a high-tech, amazing clean without spending extra money when you could use a brush. And you guys can get a pretty sweet deal on one of these with our promo code get it. Get 15% off your brush, BRUUSH, when you use our promo code get it at brush.com. Try it 90 days risk-free and get a 2-year warranty. That's brush, BRUUSH.com, promo code get it. I had a dream that I delivered your baby, Ashley, and then you kept falling asleep and neglecting it, and I found it under the bed. So I was like, did you feed it today? And then I found it under your bed.
Wait, yeah. This is hilarious.
Yeah, that was
Lauren,
my dream last night.
Do you write these down?
No, I just remember them all day.
My dreams are so weird. I never remember them, but recently I had one that I did remember, and I was like, what does this mean? I was with a childhood friend that I like barely talk to anymore, and I don't really, you know how I don't like cake, Ashley, but yes. There's like Spanish cake. I don't know. I don't know what the correct term is. There's a cake my mom makes. It's like with a certain frosting, and like, it's just a certain type of cake. It's not like your average American cake. And we went to a place and she didn't know what it was, but in real life she does know what a Spanish cake is. And she ordered one and then she left it. And then she asked me to watch it and I ate the whole thing. And that was my dream. What does that mean?
Your childhood self maybe wants to eat more cake.
All right, Naz, I'm going to say you need to do this for yourself. You got to just go get a box of grocery store cake batter, okay? Like some Duncan Hines, some Betty Crocker, and be like Miranda and just make yourself a cake, the most simple cake you can, and I swear you're going to be into it. What we don't like, you and I, is the kind of like store-bought cake. Like from the bakery section, that's what people give you at birthday parties and such. That stuff is shit. If you make a $2 box of cake,
like a Funfetti,
haven't actually had since middle school, you'll have a different appreciation towards cake.
And then this is what you do: you take a thing of cream cheese frosting, cream cheese frosting.
Cream cheese frosting sounds delicious because that's what's on carrot cake, right? Which is actually the only cake that I can tolerate. Yeah.
Nazareth.
Oh, it's so good.
I called this place yesterday because I wanted this carrot cake from Victoria's Bakery.
You called Victoria's Bakery yesterday?
So
That's where Naz got your Crystalia cake back in, Crystalia days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. Wow, that cake didn't age well. Damn.
Not stand the test of time, no.
Whoa.
So I called Victoria's Bakery, this place in Virginia, because we were watching a lot of Holiday Baking Championship, and this woman made a carrot cake, and that carrot cake looked so good. I go, Hunter, you have not had carrot cake until you've had this carrot cake. So I called.
Hold on a second. I got three to five days to
make you a carrot cake.
Fine. That's because they're like the fanciest bakery in the area. But that's like going to Hanson's Bakery in L.A. Now,
I didn't want any decoration. I just wanted simple.
The fact that Lauren wanted a cake so bad, a specific
that
one,
I actively
that
picked up the
got
phone
got
and
on
called.
The freaking phone is just so crazy. Lauren, scared of the phone, she doesn't call, doesn't make phone calls, and then she just she wasn't like, I'm gonna go get a box of cake or get the grocery store cake. She's like, I'm gonna make
it.
It
needed
call.
To be that one.
Lauren, you are living your best life right now. I really feel that. I really feel like you're just like, you're going past insecurities, you're calling cake places, you're just eating whatever you want.
This is a huge moment. Like, this really is a real demonstration of like the happiness.
Here. I'll put you back into old Lauren.
No, don't. You're at your most jovial. I like it.
No. So I called, they said 3 to 5 days. Yeah. So I was going to Hunter's parents' house for dinner because I wanted to bring them the carrot cake. Okay. And then
so you said, don't do it.
they say it takes 3 to 5 days. So I said, okay, what other cakes can I get like today?
Wait, why does it take, sorry, why does it take 3 to 5 days to make a carrot?
I have no idea.
Wow, that's why they're the best.
But look, can't you just walk in there and order? I feel like.
Okay, so she said, what we have ready is this cake, and this cake. And I was like, oh, that one. Whoa. I was like, okay, well, give me that heavenly one. It's literally called heavenly. And then she was like, okay, we close at 12. And I'm like, well, that's weird.
12 p.m.?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, let me just see if my boyfriend can come pick it up because I have to go to work. And then she's like, okay. And then I never called and I never called back.
Oh,
and then
so,
I
classic went, Lauren.
In the middle of blow drying my client yesterday, I had 4 missed calls being like, hi, what's going on with your cake?
Oh, so my God, Lauren. They reserved the cake.
I completely neglected it and I went back to my old Lauren form.
Fucking old Lauren. No. Wow.
Lauren, well, I was short-lived. Wow, that was going to be a ride out to Fairfax anyway.
I couldn't pick it up by 12. What, I think I'm crazy?
I would stick my face in a carrot cake. Did they deliver it? Ashley, did you pick it up when I got it for Lauren's birthday that one? Wow. Yeah, thanks for driving all that way.
Oh, didn't realize.
Anyway, carrot cake is the goat, okay? That's the moral of the story.
Why is carrot cake so, it's so funny. It's like, that's such a hilarious, I don't get it. It's like such a lesson and you can make something out of nothing. Here's the carrot, mm-hmm. right? Like
yeah, whoever came up with that is...
Right? Like you would never think, let me make a cake out of this particular vegetable. And why
it's like a Brussels sprout cake.
Right. Why aren't there other vegetable cakes? Like, where is the potato cake, you know?
Ew. Well, there is like, sweet potato pie, which my dad accidentally got this year thinking it was pumpkin pie. So we had a pie
I feel like your
ate.
Parents always accidentally get something on Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, throw back to the time where our food wasn't delivered until like 9. That was a Thanksgiving with Naz. They had the food delivered.
Ashley, we've said this for the past 4 years.
I know.
Okay.
Wait, any
you guys.
Other, I don't get it because I have another one.
Yeah, well, great.
I have
so many, but say you're a great one.
Waze. W-A-Z-E. That
oh, you
app.
Hate Waze.
You guys, Waze makes you take a right, then a left, then a right. And then a right again, and then a left again, just to save yourself, apparently, 2 seconds. And it'll be like, you're on a drive.
Well,
and they're like, wait a second, take a right here. And then it's like, well, okay, I'll do it. And then you go and you find out that you went out of your way, and you went through so many more stop signs and red lights and traffic and blah, 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 just to save yourself 30 seconds.
I love Waze.
Why?
Because
I like Waze when you have to do 2 stops and you put in your 2 stops and it gives you.
I like Waze no matter what. Because I'm extremely impatient. We all know this is my number one flaw. So even saving 5 minutes, I'm like, yes, I feel like I gain like life. Like I feel like I won at life. And I like going through streets in LA that I would have normally never have gone through. I like constantly moving. I feel like when you go the regular way on Google Maps, you're constantly waiting at a stoplight, and I hate waiting. I like when the car's moving, so I'd rather it be moving right, left, instead
really?
Of just stopped.
So yeah. I get annoyed if I'm not like on a direct path. Like I just want to stay on the road that I can stay on the longest because I like want to daze out. And I don't want to have to think about making turns.
That is a very fair point. It's like you have to be so present and pay attention. And it is almost work to use Waze because you have to be really
exactly.
present.
Yeah,
I get that. For show. I mean, have you guys seen Harry Styles on the cover of Vogue?
Yes. Very beautiful.
You know,
man.
It's almost a bit more beautiful.
His voice.
Yes, it's actually like so comparable. Like, what do you choose if you had to choose one or the other?
To look
Harry's
at him
voice,
or listen to him?
Well, with the Calm app, you can listen to him and he can calm you down anytime you like. So can Matthew McConaughey. It's all very cool and like semi-sexual to us. Okay, but it's on the Calm app, and we love Calm because it can help improve your overall health and happiness and get you a good night's sleep. If your daily routine has changed and it's seemingly harder to fall asleep for you or stay asleep, then we love the Calm app.
For me personally, I like to use it to relieve anxiety. So not only can you go to bed to Matthew McConaughey or Harry Styles, but like if you're feeling stressed during the day, you can close your eyes, meditate, turn it on, and it'll also help you relieve stress. Literally over 85 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds to get better sleep. So if you guys go to calm.com/get it, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hours and hundreds of hours of programming. So get the Calm app and experience a transformation in the way that you sleep.
For listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/get it. That's 40% off, unlimited access to Calm's entire library, and new content is added every week. So get started today at calm.com/get it. That's Calm, calm.com/get it. One time we were with our very, very intelligent friend, Clay, and we were like, sorry, Clay, we're using this new app, Wazzy, to get to you. Wazzy. And he goes, like, literally a fucking app developer is what he is. And he goes, you mean Waze? And we were like, wow, that makes way more sense.
That's hilarious. Like, why would you even think it would be called Wazzy over Waze?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
That's not, I don't get it.
That is funny.
Naz, continue. I feel like you had a really good one coming up.
I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. Open it up. I mean, honestly, my biggest one was I sent you guys videos of my quinceañera that my dad found the video to my quinceañera, and I don't get
broadcast that was those. Like,
I mean, I'm gonna have to share that on social one day, but we'll
how
talk
much
about
was that for your parents to do?
It was like over 10 grand. It was literally a wedding.
That is so
I had like a
crazy.
Big white dress. It literally, we can talk about it another time. It's so insane. Okay. I wrote down. Joy to the World was playing and like I was around people singing it. And this song has been around since the dawn of time, which should be the name of this podcast because we keep saying it. And like no one knows the fucking words to this song.
What
joy
song?
To the world, the
joy,
Lord
joy
has
to
come.
The world. Everyone goes, joy to the world.
No, the Lord has come.
And then people go, no, no,
to me,
honey. Oh, my God. And then everyone around me was like, no, 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 no. And I was like,
and heaven and nature sing.
I was like, this song's been around for fucking ever. How did no one even grab one?
Oh my gosh, I'm pulling up the lyrics right now. Joy to the World lyrics. Okay.
And this is someone who has been in Christmas Mass every year for the past 30 years of my life, and I just have not paid attention.
Okay, so it's Joy to the World.
Let
Lord
earth
has
receive
come.
Her king.
Let earth receive her king. Let every heart,
prepare him room.
Oh, let heaven and nature sing.
Everyone knows that line to have room for
Jesus. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
And their songs employ.
But that part before heaven and nature sing, everyone's like,
Yeah, it's let every heart prepare him room.
That's why. That's like such a mouthful.
It really is such a mouthful. So I don't get how that's been around forever and like no one knows the fucking words. Okay, a big I don't get it I have. I was talking to this guy on a dating app about, he was talking about Christmas Eve or whatever. And I was like, aha, a day only made famous like for being the day before Christmas. I think I heard like Dan Levy say that on like some, I think it was a movie he was in recently. And then I started thinking about how Christmas Eve literally is only famous because it's the day before Christmas. And then I was like, I don't get why we don't have more Eve holidays. Like, why isn't there
okay,
Easter
wait
Eve,
a second.
Halloween Eve?
No, this new, I think
we have New Year's Eve, but like they should all have Eves. Wait, what'd you say, Ash?
I think the biblical portion of this is that isn't this like the night that this is the night that the they all came.
Okay, but what
to
about New Year's
manger?
Eve? It's when what about New Year's Eve then?
New Year's Eve is because we're counting down to the new year. It's the last night of the new year.
Well, we should have more Eves, I think. We should have like a day to prepare for the thing.
No, it's because it was a holy night, which hence that's the name of the song. Holy
we
night.
Should have 4th of July Eve. We should have the day before to prep. I think a holiday, like 24 hours is too short to enjoy anything.
I think that there is a true Halloween Eve and Thanksgiving Eve. That's
I think
the only
Thanksgiving
Eves we kind of have.
Eve almost is almost a holiday because
Thanksgiving
people
Eve is the national day of getting drunk.
Yeah, it's the national day of getting drunk and reunions and stuff. And
I don't hear anybody say Thanksgiving Eve ever.
Oh my god, we've been saying that Thanksgiving Eve for the past decade, ever since like college.
Oh really? I know Black Friday, but never I know the day before it's like no one's doing anything, but it's not like a thing in my calendar.
Well,
people
get out of work early on that day, if not off, and I feel like that you've never heard of the term Thanksgiving Eve? I
mean, I'm just saying we should make these things official. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. Because then you get 2 days of fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think the Wednesday before Thanksgiving should be like off. You should be off.
We should have Easter Eve. We should have it all Valentine's Eve.
Well, Easter is on Saturday.
No, Easter Sunday.
Okay, I know. So Easter is on a Sunday, which means that you already have Saturday off anyway.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know, so
I don't know why you're so against having two holidays, Ashley.
What
you're
I
like
think.
So adamant that we can't. It can't be this way. It's
stop,
like so
stop,
funny.
Stop. I had a point. That's why. What we should have is the Monday after Easter off, because that always pissed me off so much as a kid. I was like, you're telling me today is the holiday. I had a whole week off before this day, but then the day after Easter, I have to go back to school. That's bullshit.
Yeah. What would we call those? The day after?
Post-Easter
off. Easter off.
Said post.
Easter post.
Easter post.
Poster okay, post.
Another I don't.
P.E.
What was I going to say? Another I don't get it that I have is websites that don't have phone numbers on them, or companies that don't have phone numbers on them. Like, if you
wouldn't know, because if I see the number, I'm not calling.
Except if it's Victoria's Bakery, didn't own.
Only for cream cheese frosting.
You know, it's the happiest time of the year for some people, the greatest, most wonderful time of the year, right? But for a lot of people, we know that it can be a sad time of year, especially this year, 2020. You may not be able to be traveling to see family. You may just not feel the traditions as you have. And even if it were in 2020, the holidays can be rough for people. You know, it brings up sometimes happy times can bring up a lot of sadness. And we want you, if you are struggling with that, to get help. We love BetterHelp for this. It's online therapy. It's professional licensed therapists, and you're connected with them in a safe, private online environment. It's so convenient. You can start communicating with them within 24 hours of you making an appointment. It's not self-help. It's actual professional counseling, and you can message your counselor anytime.
Yeah, and if you guys don't believe us, check out the testimonials posted daily on their website. It's super convenient. It's affordable, which to me is honestly the number one thing here, because therapy can be so expensive, which is insane.
Absolutely astronomical prices.
Astronomical. And just so you guys know, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they actually started recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
I really want you guys to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/get it. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/get it.
There's been multiple times in my life, not recently, but I remember back in the day, where it's like if I was making a website or if I had to like contact Facebook or, you know, if someone steals your identity, there's like all these companies and websites out there and there's no goddamn phone number to get in touch with anyone. Yeah. And I'm like, who gives them the right to own this massive thing that everyone's on? For example, Postmates is a perfect example. And I love Postmates. Mm-hmm. Let me just start off saying, I really do love Postmates. But when something goes wrong, it is like you have to literally contact the Pentagon to get in contact with anybody. And to fix your order, to tell someone that it never came. It's ridiculous.
I think with Postmates in particular, there's so many things that get fucked up. They're like, we're not even going to allow these people to bitch us out because it's like, oh, some random person forgot your French fries. Like, we're not going to deal with you. We don't even want to hear Naz Perez be like, I ordered a large and I got a medium.
But
every time I go to Jones on Third, they leave out my cookies. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's like, but we're paying money as customers to receive a product. I think it is offensive that they don't have people on the line to help people out when things go awry.
I don't think it's right.
I agree. However, I'm like such the logical person.
You're
on this
contrarian.
Podcast, and I'm annoying right now. I feel very annoying right now, and I'm so sorry about it. But Postmates does a good job of responding to your requests when you submit them. Promise. If you do submit a problem on the app the way that you're supposed to report it, they do get back to you within 24 hours.
Do you think it's because you have a couple million followers or
no, I don't.
Maybe not that.
So if you're famous, I don't think you can get a direct line to Postmates. And then they'll give you a credit for like unlimited fries.
If you just go on your Twitter where you have multiple hundreds of thousand followers, they seem to really respond.
No, you can just really solve any problem in life by tweeting the company and they'll get back to you right away. Especially if you have a blue check mark.
With my IAMANI88@gmail.com profile, I don't think Postmates knows who I am when I submit.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a bit.
We'll let you go.
Okay.
All right. Another one. I have two, actually.
Oh, go ahead, Lauren.
I've been seeing everywhere, like, little videos, obviously TikToks. They're saying, like, and this is why you don't use Q-tips to clean your ears. Now let me ask you this.
Lauren's a big Q-tip proponent.
What the fuck else am I supposed to do to clean my ears?
Well.
What else do I do?
Well, wait, but why aren't we supposed to use Q-tips?
Because, like, you shove the wax just back in your ear. You could damage your eardrum or something. Yeah. I'm just like, what else am I supposed to do?
Well, you know.
Get this shit out.
You know what to do.
Ew. What, did you say it so dirty like that, actually?
Yeah.
What you know what to do.
Squeegee thing?
What happened with you guys in your earwax?
You know.
Behind closed
you
door.
Oh, I'm cracking up right now. Okay. So, no, I had an earwax problem for sure. My dad, like, thought that, like, I couldn't hear
because
she
never used Q-tips. That's why.
Yeah, I didn't use Q-tips.
Wait,
because
what?
They told me not to use Q-tips. Yeah. Everybody said don't use Q-tips, so I just didn't. But then my dad got this thing, so you put these eardrops in your ear. You get them at CVS or whatever. You put the eardrops in there. You lay on one side of your head so that the drops are just kind of like sitting in your ear canal. And then you hear, it's kind of fun, guys. As I said, it's so sexual.
I kind of want to do this.
Okay, so then as the wax breaks up, it gets like all bubbly. And like poppy.
Ew.
You know, it's fun. Ew. And then at the end of it, after a couple of minutes, there's a sucker and then you suck it out. And then like the water and the wax just gets sucked into this little pouch.
I just got emotional.
What?
I don't know. I just pictured you as a mom and you like telling your kids, you're like, but it's fun and you're going to be such a good mom.
Wow. That was like really a stretch, but thank you.
It's not, because I think those are the conversations you have with your kids, right? Where they're like, what are ear cleaners or Q-tips? And then you explain
like,
it like
it's
that.
It's fun. It'll start popping.
Exactly. We'll I would be like, I don't know. You just use it. Everyone's been using it, and that's what you do.
it's funny.
But
you should try and ask.
You had to do that because you didn't use Q-tips. So why don't you just use the Q-tips?
Yeah, I
like
know.
You just said, because I never use Q-tips, I have to throw my head on one side and put liquid in my ear. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
So if anyone listening out there has a horror story with Q-tips, let me know, or else I'm going to keep using them.
Should we do a Q-tip horror story? We've officially hit rock bottom. Wait, that could actually be really great content. No one else is doing it.
No one else. Original. Never been done before.
Never
best podcast of all time.
You guys, I know this is a little bit off right now, but my mom played Cards Against Humanity for the first time over on Thanksgiving night. And it was, I've never laughed that hard. I think in my entire, I don't know when the last time I laughed that hard was. It was painful. She, her card said, why does my mustache smell? Or my mustache
smells. Why does my mustache smell so bad?
My mustache smells so bad because, and the answers were, I mean, you had to have kind of been there, but she was like, tips. And she did. She couldn't even say the word mustache.
She goes, no. Why does my mustache smell so bad? And then she goes, Cards Against Humanity. She read the wrong song.
And then she goes, crunchy snacks.
She goes, big crunchy snacks in my big floppy mouth. Yeah.
Crunchy so snacks is the reason why her mustache so and bad.
Then, which yep. That was so good. But then there was another one with like, because I had to blow my uncle's dick or something.
No, it was my stepdad's dick or something.
Blowing my stepdad's dick. And it was like, wow. It was the funniest moment of my life. Just thought I should show that.
You didn't record that. What did she say to that?
I did record it, but she won't let me put it out there.
What did she say to the stepdad's dick?
She goes, who put this in there? Who did this?
I can just picture her saying that too.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. No, seriously, Ashley, who put this in the chat?
She's like, you know, who did this?
I don't like this game. You know, I don't really like games.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we? I think
your
we
mom
just
is
do
like
it.
A certain. Your mom is like a nonchalance in her pacing. Like when she speaks, it's very like laissez faire. It's like, you know.
You know,
like everything's like want. It's coming out sort of like a sigh, you know, it's like everything's sort of like a sigh and it's so amazing to listen to.
It's like, you know, I just want everyone to have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like she sighed before every thought.
It's all going down.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Funny. It's so funny.
Okay, if there's one thing a lot of people have been feeling this year, including myself, it is boredom. Want to know why? Because a lot of things aren't happening in the world, you know? Can't really go to, like, concerts or movie theaters.
You're bored, but also what you're turning to when you're bored is, like, social media, TikTok. I swear my fingers just immediately open the TikTok app, and I'm like, I need to stop hitting TikTok. I need to start stimulating my brain. So to veer off the social media train, I'm going on the Best Fiends train, and it is a lifesaver. It helps me kind of go to sleep because I'm like working my brain. I'm not like overstimulating it with terrible social media stuff.
Yeah, like it's one of those things where you're like not having to compare. You're on your phone, but you're not comparing yourself to like someone else's life or, yeah, you know, it's
friendly competition between yourself and then also your friends who are also playing Best Fiends.
You and Hunter like sit in bed and do it together.
We sit in bed and do it together.
And you guys like actually have favorite characters.
Yeah, they're the cutest little characters. Hunter's so much better than me, but I'm getting up there. I'm on level 70 now. I'm trying, okay, guys?
Yeah, I love the characters too. Temper's my favorite. He's so, so cute. And I just like that the higher you're way like farther along than I am, Lauren. I'm on level 50 right now, but I love that like each level and puzzle gets more and more challenging as you go on.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I've been stuck at a couple levels for a couple days.
Yeah, so guys, if you want to cure boredom, download Best Fiends for free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. It is the most fun, colorful, great game and cure to boredom.
So I think we should do this, if only for the clickbait of it. I think we should talk about Chasen.
Jason. Yeah, everyone.
I mean, he got eliminated. Why can't we talk about him now? He's a public figure. And as a public figure, we're allowed to say whatever we want about him.
I think public figure is a stretch. But
no, I don't think so. Okay, so Naz. You watched this season, and after watching Chasen.
Wait, for anyone who didn't watch The Sutress. Yeah. You need to know that Chasen was one of our suitors for Naz, and he left with the competition, if you will, to win Naz's heart because something came up. And he never said what came up. And then as we found out months later, not even months later, maybe like a month later, that he was chosen to be on Claire's season. So he was on Claire's season, and Chasen is proving to be such a TikTok star these days, guys. Have you seen?
She says that with very much sarcasm. So what happens? Yeah. So what happened was Naz brought Chasen, who she didn't know by name, right?
I didn't know by name. I didn't even know what he looked like because we did. It was blind dating, yes. So I didn't even know what he looked like when I wanted to like pick him at the end.
Yeah. So she kind of wanted to pick him at the end. She kind of went with a. I don't know. You're kind of torn between the two of them at the end. But Chasen dropped out the night of the finale. Okay. The night of the finale, he said, I don't think it's appropriate for me to do this anymore.
Naz was standing there in her high neck sequin gown. And she said, Chasen, number six.
And I was left crying there in the middle of the Grand Canyon by myself with this beautiful backdrop.
Lauren, tell everyone how you found him because you were the one who recruited him.
I just clicked on, I found some Hawkeye that lived in LA, I think. And then I looked at his list of friends thinking there must be other hot friends. And then I found him and I was like, this guy seems like he would love to be on the Sutris. And he did.
And how funny
and
is
many
that?
Other forms of it.
Apparently.
That's so random. Isn't that so
There are
weird?
That few like hot men in the world who can speak in romantic
ways.
Would
like to be on a show.
Would like to be on a show. And we found one.
It's funny you said speak in romantic ways because my first thought after seeing his whole storyline play out, and let me just caveat that like when you watch somebody on a reality TV show, we all know this, you don't see everything. You see little parts of it. So like who knows how Chasen is in real life. Based off what we've seen though, or what I got to see, I just thought to myself like how crazy it is how someone literally can say all the right things and just really seem one way. And then turn out to be something completely different, which happens to people every day, all the time, everywhere in life, especially in dating.
He said all the right things to you. He
like,
is the one
the
that,
right
oh my God, like he's the one that Lauren and I, and well, all of us, so we, it was a very embarrassing moment, guys. And I think we shared it on the podcast.
I blacked that out of my mind.
So what happened
That's
was.
That's like my most recent, most embarrassing moment in adulthood, for sure.
Same. We have absolutely like no credentials to make fun of him for anything that he's done after what we did. So what happened was he was, you know, a black screen for Naz and
turn his camera on.
Yeah,
for
he didn't turn
reasons.
His camera on. But the three of us still had our cameras on because the men were allowed to see Naz. And we were so freaking dumb that we were not even thinking that he could see us. So when he was saying the most romantic things about how he wanted to take Naz for like a sailboat ride and things, we were literally like pulling our hair out and like screeching silently and like wailing
like
our hands
up and
down. Oh my God. We were like wailing our hands in glee, like talking. We're like, we
so
finally found it. We found it.
Naz was like licking the screen.
Oh my God.
We were being like teenage boys. She's like grabbing her boobs.
100%
yeah,
girls.
Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Teenage girls.
Yeah. Yeah. We're being teenage girls.
It is okay, just, anyway, it was very embarrassing.
It was so embarrassing, but it's also a testament to like how there are so few, you know, guys that do those things, which is also, speaking of last night's episode, Tayshia got emotional during a date. And in my head, I'm like, she's literally crying because she's never experienced or like seen men open up in this way in her life, which is like, it's so true. It's so rare. But anyways, yeah, that's what I remember thinking, guys, aside from blocking out that embarrassing moment, is like, wow, this person said all the right things. Remember, he was like, come down to San Diego. Like, we can like, I forgot what he said. I don't know if he was like, he's like, we can go paddleboarding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, like this guy is just like, you know, like he's like committing. He's like saying the right thing. And then he backs out and then he's on the show. And I'm like, well, I hope he finds love. And all these people have been messaging me like, you dodge a bullet, you dodge a bullet. And I'm like, I don't know. When I saw him on the show before he even left, I was like, this wouldn't have been my person anyway.
Yeah.
But like before he like left the show or it like took a turn.
No,
but,
like, I didn't have any hard feelings about him backing out the way that I wish he would have done it earlier. I think that he did the right thing by saying like, I no longer think it's appropriate. He even told Lauren that it wasn't because he had a girlfriend or anything like that. We understand why he didn't elaborate. I mean, how crazy for him to tell me and Naz both associated with the franchise that he was going to go on the show. Right. But like, and oh, I should share about when I met him on the group
date. Wait, real quick before you say that, I just wanted to to add to that, because yeah, a lot of people are messaging me like, oh my God, this person just wants to be famous. Like, look. And I was like, I know, like, if you're in a pandemic and you want to find love and you get casted on a show, like, go. I don't think anybody would have hard feelings. Like, I never had any hard feelings about that. So yeah, go do your thing, you know? Who cares?
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
When you met him.
So anyway, when I met him, it was so funny. When I heard that Jason was going to be on the date, I even got nervous, because I got nervous on behalf of him, because I was like, this guy is going to be, he's going to think that I'm here and I'm going to rat him out for something that he wasn't supposed to do.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, really? Like, it seems like drama that they would love to bring into it, being like, oh, so you're like on a, I know, like a very minuscule dating show with our former Bachelor producer led by
an alum. And you dropped the second you got casted and you liked Naz, you liked Claire, and you liked Tayshia. Yeah. Like, something's up. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
So I felt really bad for him thinking that that's what was going to happen to him when we locked eyes. And you could tell that, like, he was, like, it's so nervous when he saw me.
So he,
like,
way, but you do you could think tell he put he two and two together in my head? I'm like, did he even know?
Oh, yes. He knew.
That's what I was thinking.
He knew.
I was like, how would he know?
He knew, and I could see it written all over his face during that date.
Really?
So then we luckily got, like, a midway break point. And I got to go and hang out with the guys and, like, grab a drink without the cameras in between them, like, changing up the set or whatever. And he came up to me, like, immediately, and we, like, talked, and he was very nice. And he would told me how nervous, like, he was nervous when he saw me and all that.
Oh,
and I was like,
really?
Oh no, there's no reason for you to get in trouble for what you did. And the way you dealt with it with Naz was honestly very respectable too. So,
yeah,
I agree. I think that I think he seems very sweet. I think he seems very sweet, but they have made drama out of way less in the Bachelor franchise. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone would have maybe wanted to bring it up, you know, it wouldn't be completely out of the realm of reality,
especially with the way that they did make him look. Like, he seems like he made some mistakes along the way, for sure. You know, he made drama out of things that he should have just let brush off his shoulders. That was his biggest problem on the show, is that he got caught up in the little things. But, like, yeah, I can imagine having them giving him that storyline that he was like.
Well, I look forward to hopefully seeing him on Paradise and turning it around and finding the love of his life.
I have one more. I don't get it.
Okay.
It could be polarizing, but I just wanted to say that I equate Sam Smith's singing voice to the sounds of screams from hell.
1,000% my opinion as well, Lauren. This is 1,000%. That to me, he, every, you know how you would send me his Whitney version? of how will I know? I'm like, literally, how will I know when I'm about to die? How will I know when I'm about to die?
I don't know. It came on the radio the other day and I was like, you never hate anyone's singing voice, but this is unreal.
No,
I know this is polarizing and I know I could be an awful polarizing person.
And when his first song or two came out, I thought he was great. And yeah, there's something about listening to that voice over and over
because
again.
I thought he was just singing that way for like a song, but I'm like, wow, his home is up here.
I don't even mind a falsetto. You know, I love a good Jordan Knight and Justin Timberlake.
It's always just—it's just a little bit of pain in everything.
Yeah,
you know?
There's too much pain associated to his singing voice to me. Yeah.
Wow. First of all, I love his singing voice, but what you guys are saying actually makes sense. Like, I get what you're saying.
Okay.
Like
okay.
In everything, it sounds like it's like there is pain behind.
I think that he really made a market for people in pain and hurting emotionally.
Yeah.
But like the gig
which
is
why
up.
I probably love him.
Yeah. I'm like, even Heartbroken Anonymous exactly, should be Sam's singing voice.
I'm like, how will I know? Like, I think I cried when I first heard it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's it's funny. The pain. And I'm like, that's why would so you make funny. This song like that? This is the happiest song of all time. You're supposed to be dancing around and like trying on clothes to How Will I Know.
It's a different take on it.
Maybe
it's
sure. just too somber for you guys.
Well, I love somber voices as long as they sound pretty.
Yeah, that's true.
No, he's too whiny. It's too whiny.
That's so funny. Oh my God, I never thought of that. Is there anyone else's voice that you guys just can't stand listening to?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I know that she's like very, her vocals are very widely respected, but I don't like listening to Christina Aguilera.
Oh, okay. Really?
So, I mean, when I say that, I mean, like, not the first album, or not even, like, you know, what was the slutty album?
Stripped.
Stripped. Yeah, Stripped is good, too. But, like, when she goes up and down and the vocal the vocal Olympics, it's just like, give me a break.
The vocal Olympics.
You know, I mean, yeah, I would never put it on for pleasure.
Yeah, putting on for pleasure. No, it's just
I defer to you guys for all music stuff. I'm just not that like attuned to noticing these things. I'm very much like a bystander in that if a song's good and it makes me happy, I'll sing it. But I never pay attention to like the
you don't get annoyed
or
easily by music.
I also listen. I literally posted my Spotify most listened, and I'm actually an 80-year-old man because all I listen to is old school Spanish music, jazz, Leon Bridges, Thelonious Monk. Like, I don't even listen to new music.
Well, it's neither so, do any of us.
Yeah.
That's you guys like very much live in the 90s.
30s. I don't.
Okay.
That.
So a theory that I was discussing the other day. Okay. So you know how every generation thinks that the next generation's music is
the worst.
Shitty.
Yeah.
The worst.
Right.
But I think the actual good music all around is like 60s and 70s.
That's what I listen to.
Because that's what we are listening to. And the people from the 60s and 70s still think it's good. And no one has ever disagreed. And I guarantee, and kids who are literally 15 today are listening to Fleetwood Mac and stuff
like
that.
Sure. So
that is the.
But I would add the 80s and the 90s in there.
Kind of.
Come on.
I mean, the 90s to us, of course, are like the best, right? Like, no, but I think it's more nostalgic as far as quality goes. Like, exactly what Lauren's saying, like, rock. When you think of like Fleetwood Mac,
the Eagles
Elton
will never
John,
sound like, oh my God, could you believe they used to listen to this?
Yeah, like,
Eagles will never sound that way.
Exactly. These songs are like literally pieces of art. And now we're just like, you know, TikTok challenge.
Because we're not thinking, wow, that can't believe our parents listened to that. And this next generation isn't saying that either. So I think that may be the staple.
Sure. Well, thanks for saying that. Yeah, that makes me feel less old because it's literally all I listen to. And I'm like, am I just, you know what I was thinking? You know how, remember when we had Monica the Medium on and she was talking about reincarnation and how like, you know, our souls come here and we're meant to like learn lessons and you know, and like all the levels and everything she taught us. Mm-hmm. I was like, I wonder if like, it like gave new meaning to you're an old soul. And I'm like, I bet I've been around Earth for a long time. If like all I want to listen to is old stuff and dress like
like the 70s. Like, I bet like that's when I was born.
That's
or
not
something.
That long ago, Naz. You probably would have had another life back then.
That no, that's been- what I'm saying. I feel like maybe I like died early and then like came back and I'm just like living in that decade or something.
You could okay. be, or you could just be admiring probably the highest in fashion and music.
But even look at my all my furniture, like every, or maybe it's just back. I don't know. But I really just feel more attuned to that decade than I do the ones we're living.
It's funny that people are feel the most in tune with a decade that was never, that wasn't even like 100 years ago. Like no one's like, you know, I identify as the Byzantine Empire.
It's so true.
It's like what we see in movies and TV is what we identify because it's all that we know. But our actual right. reincarnation could have been from like the Huns, you know?
I agree. It's like, and also your parents are probably huge yeah, influences. It's as
such
well.
A yeah. parents thing.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know, I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Thing. Yeah. Okay. That's yeah. true. Well, I mean, Lauren, I'm not disagreeing with you. Like, the music then was absolutely awesome. I still feel like... I even think back on music in like 2010, and I truly think that 2010 to 2012 is when it all stopped. Like, that's when it really became shit.
Can you? I like literally, I'm always so impressed. Like I don't Lady know Gaga. What happened.
Yeah,
in
like Lady Gaga's first couple albums.
Hooker Face came out in like 2009.
2008. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. So even that like was Katy last. Perry's first couple albums, like the pop music of like that, those couple years were really good. And then
there was a resurgence in pop.
Yeah. And there was a great resurgence in pop. And
I
then
feel like, do
it
you guys
died.
Say pop is dead?
You like real good, like bubble
like real going? Good pop is dead. And I love Ariana Grande. I really do. But
you
like
know
her
how
song
I feel about Ariana,
you know how people just like are so obsessed. Like I never feel that way. I There's, want to. I so badly
I
want
it.
To like.
They, every
I literally
song
changed,
the same, and everyone is a little whisper. Give me.
I changed the station.
Vocal.
I changed the station. That's so bad.
That's not bad. It's
she
just,
has
it's
such.
Me.
Availability to amazing songwriters yeah. and like that's the fucking song she's chosen.
It's so
you know?
Bizarre. Why can't yeah. she has the power and because she has this power and hasn't used it, it makes me angry. But she has the power to take a Celine Dion like song that is written and bring that kind of ballad back.
Yeah. She is, and Mariah Carey is still very much here, but I want to say Ariana to me very much is a modern day Mariah. And like,
so
I kind
Mariah.
Of agree.
Apparently she
it's
got
like,
annoyed. She gets annoyed when she's compared. She's finally
well, her
being
voice.
Able-
it's in a total compliment though. Her voice is absolutely stunning. Like, where's our hero? Like,
exactly.
where's our that hero? Song?
Yeah.
I don't know, guys.
There's a hero. Like that kind of 90s music. Like I just can't wait. You know what I'm really excited about having kids is like when they become like 3 or 4 and I get to
Disney movies.
No.
Michael Bolton. No.
Yes, Michael Bolton. That's what I'm saying. I can't wait to play older music for them and right. for them to like have those be their favorite songs and then right. be like, oh, I don't know. My mom listens to this.
Yeah.
I agree. That's what I thought of when you said that, because I also can't wait to have kids like play them those musics and like play them those movies and like hear Michael Bolton at the end and just like, but, mm-hmm. but you know what, Ashley, they're going to be like, mom, I don't want to listen to this. You're so annoying. And then we're going
to
be
and
so
no,
upset.
Sid, that's what you have to like make it seem like it's normal. Like that's what they grew up.
No,
listening
they're
going to
love
car.
It until they go to first grade and then everyone's listening to beep, bop, boop, bop, boop. Yeah. And they're like, Mom, I want to listen to beep, bop, boop, bop. And you're like, you suck now.
Lauren, I just want you to do another. I want you to do another podcast by yourself.
Oh, you're, my God. Because
your stream of consciousness, you're the funniest person ever.
You're stupid.
Beep, bop, boop, bop. Oh, my God. That was so good.
Oh, I got to plug my computer in.
Oh, so good.
Well, this is a great, I don't get it.
Beep, yeah.
I got to tell you, I record better in the morning because I am alive until about 1 and then it's nap time. So we got to do it early.
Do you know when
it's so
I
funny.
Agree.
I'm so opposite.
I am best after a workout.
Because you're all energized?
I guess it's just like my brain like gets a lot of blood flow or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I noticed that.
Yeah, that's good. I get a lot of blood flow from laying down in the bed to my head.
Yeah, meditating on that Calm app like I always do.
Lauren is like a toddler. Lauren's biology is just so toddler-like. She has the most energy as soon as she wakes up in the morning, and then she has to have an afternoon nap.
And then she calls Victoria's Bakery to get that sugar rush.
I'm all just right, waiting guys. For my nap. All right.
The all carrot right. cake that was never made. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to us since the dawn of time. We love you.
Seriously, the dawn of time. Way to tie that in.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you know that everyone has an aura? Do you know what color your aura is? Maybe you have a fiery red personality or a quiet and calm blue or green. You could be an organized and methodical yellow or an explosive purple. Come join me, Mystic Michaela, on my podcast, Know Your Aura, to find out all about how your personality can be explained in colors.
I don't get it.
Podcast.